Well, let's go ahead and turn our Bibles to the book of 1 Timothy chapter number 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. We're going to continue our teaching on being in the proper doctrine. And there's a lot of false teachings that are out there. And my goal tonight in the last few weeks is to shed light on those things. I don't know where you're at in your life with Christ. I don't know what you watch outside of here. But there are some things that are out there that our eyes need to be aware of what we're seeing, and our ears need to be aware of what we're hearing. And then we need to make discernment with our heart. Is this false teaching or is this correct teaching? And you'd be surprised, they say just enough to lure you in, and then once you're in, you're practicing what they're believing. And I've shed some light on some things last week, and one of the things that I still kind of find funny is the fact that we can control the weather. I have yet to walk outside my house and say, on a cloudy day when there's a 90% chance of rain, to say, hey, go away, I want 75 degrees, no humidity, no wind, sunshine all day long. I have yet to do those things. Why? Because I'm not the creator of the weather. They don't listen to my voice. They listen to the voice of God. And some ridiculous teachings that are out there. So hopefully we can go down this list tonight again, just to let it be a teaching moment for us to be aware of these things. Again, we're going to turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6 tonight, and we're going to read the first five verses that we read last week, and then we're going to go on with this. It says in verse number 1, it says, "Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own master worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit, these things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and to the doctrine which is according to his godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doubting about questions and strife of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain." Let's have a word of prayer, and let's ask God to bless in the evening that we have together. Again, Lord, it is a great privilege for us to be here this evening, to be underneath your teaching. God, I pray that you just help us to see the importance of surrounding us, ourselves, with the proper teaching of God's word. Anything else, Lord, is false. Anything else will lead us astray from you. And so, God, I pray that you would help us to see the importance of these things. And, Lord, my intent is not to demean anybody, but God, I just want to expose some things that are out there I believe that are very important, and we're really just touching just a small portion of these things. And so God, tonight I pray again that you just use me. We ask you these things in your name, amen. So I left off last week, how can we identify a false teacher? I gave us a couple things. One is to study God's word. If you want to know what a false teacher is, study God's word. Get in his word. Know God's doctrine. And then, as you begin to study and know God's doctrine, you will begin to see the truth. I think that's very important for us to rehearse that again tonight. So we will continue this teaching of false prophets who in reality are spreading lies about Jesus and his word. And I know some don't like the fact that names are being mentioned, but you have to mention names on occasions. But in Romans 16, go ahead and turn there, because this, again, is an important verse for us to see. Romans chapter 16, I spoke just a little bit about this a few weeks ago as we dove into this. But in Romans chapter 16, verse number 17 through 22, we'll read these verses here. It says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them." So we are to mark them and avoid them. Marking them is identifying who they are. Even in the book of Luke, chapter 13, verses 31 through 32, we see Jesus calling Herod a fox, calling him out. You'd also see in other scriptures, Paul would continue that. He would call these false teachers that would teach falsely, he would call them wolves, and he would call them dogs. Now that's, I have yet to call these false teachers foxes or wolves or dogs, but you are to call them out. If I know of a false teacher and don't warn you who it is, then I would be responsible, and pastor would be responsible, if they came along and took you. So there's great importance of calling out false teachers. Because the last thing you want someone to do is to come in sheep's clothing, and inside they know who they are. They know they have a purpose, they have a plan to come in and to attack the church, the people that are there. And let me say this, and I'm not saying this to demean anybody, but they normally focus upon the weak person, which is why I ended last week to study God's Word. If you're going to study God's Word, that's going to do a few things for you. It's going to strengthen you. It's going to open your eyes. You're going to be more aware of what's going on. And so it's a great responsibility to be able to share these things with you. In no way, shape, or form, and I want you to understand this, I am being mean to these individuals. My biggest concern for these is, I would hope, if they are saved, that they would repent of their sins and they would turn back to God. And if they aren't saved, my prayer would be for them to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So I'm not here to pounce on them and demean them. My job is simply just to call them out. For this reason, their teaching is wrong, and I don't want God's people to stray down a path. I said something last week that I hope opened up your eyes just a little bit. And I said this phrase about myself. I was almost persuaded. It's easy to get caught up in all the glitz and glamour that's going out there with all the big crowds and seeing everything coming in, seeing the big praise bands and all those things to lure you in. See, it's easy to be persuaded. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this. So I don't want God's people to stray down a path that will be hard for them to get out of. So as we continue to go on tonight, remember, as we read the scripture in chapter number 6, the name of God and his doctrine in verse number 1 is not to be blasphemed. So these men, and unfortunately we have these women as well, that are doing some things that are really blaspheming in the name of God. Creflo Dollar, I made a mention of him last week. And here's what I mentioned about him. Not only does he believe that we can speak things into existence, but his belief goes even beyond that. And there's a reason why he believes this. But he also teaches his congregation and the ones that will gather around the television and follow him, he will teach that we are God. He bases this off of Genesis chapter 1. Let's go ahead and turn there. Genesis chapter 1. Let's read these verses that he bases this off of. And then I will give you another quote of his. So in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 24, we're going to read down to verse number 27. Says, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw it, that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the seas, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he, male and female created he them. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Does anywhere in this verse, this particular passage that we just read tonight, say that he made us gods? No, it says he created us in his image. So Creflo Dollar goes on, and he begins to manipulate this scripture to fit his narrative, to fit his belief. He goes on, he says, since God said, let us make man in our image, he stops right there, and then he goes on, he says, if horses can breed horses, and dogs breed dogs, so what is left? When God said, let us make man in our image, he's saying, God said, we're making you gods. So according to Creflo, we are all gods. That is absolutely false. That's heresy. Interesting thoughts. What had gotten Satan kicked out of heaven? And what did Satan tell Eve that they would become if eating the tree of knowledge of good and evil? You'll become like gods. What happened to Satan when he tried to rise up against God? God kicked him out. What happened to Adam and Eve when they gave in to this lie that Satan proposed to them? What did God do to the ground that they walked on? He cursed the ground that they walked on. Both were punished for their attempt for this reason, to put themselves higher and above God. God had no part of it. He kicked Satan out of heaven and cursed the earth because of Eve and Adam. We have an attempt today by false teachers saying that we are gods. And unfortunately, there's a big group of people that are falling for this. And we're seeing this take place. You guys might not be exposed to it, and if you're not, I thank God for that. And I don't want you to get exposed to it. So that's why I'm giving you some awareness of these things. I've made mention of a few females last week, and I'm going to name one tonight that you might not be familiar with. Paula White is probably someone that you've never heard of. I know pastors heard of her. I've heard of her. But Paula White just so happened to be the President Trump's spiritual advisor. And she makes one of the most absurd statements about Jesus. That statement was not just along with her, but was another co-host of hers named Larry Hutch. And that statement is this, that Jesus is not, let me repeat this, that Jesus is not the only begotten Son of God. Can you turn your Bibles to the book of John 3? And read this with me. I know we know this verse, but I want you to see this. Verse number 16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave what? His only begotten Son. So with that statement that they were claiming that of, you might as well throw John 3:16 out of the word. Because they're saying that Jesus is not the only begotten Son of God. After salvation, we become the sons of God. But what they are saying that Jesus is just the firstborn. That's it. Nothing else, nothing special. He's just the firstborn. No, he is the only begotten Son of God. And this is a woman that was advising our president for 4 years. And I'm not putting any blame upon Donald Trump at all in any way, shape, or form. So don't get upset about that. This is being said because they are trying to say that we are gods. So Trump, during his presidency, had associated himself with these false teachers. So let's go along with that as he's surrounding himself with these type of spiritual advisors. By the way, she's not the only one. There's quite a quite a few more. One of them happened to be a former independent Baptist preacher who walked away from his faith and got involved in this as well. But he associated himself with these false teachers. Have you ever stopped and wondered, as I just gave this to you, why Donald Trump maybe lost the election? You're saying, well, Chad, it was stolen from him. You know, that's neither here nor there. Think about who he associated himself with. They would go on and say, Trump, you're going to win this re-election because God gave me a vision. I've watched during that election period some weirdos come on the television that are so-called preachers, and they would say these same things. One lady that I saw, I never caught her name, but I can give you a description of what she looked like. She looked like Cyndi Lauper back in the day. That dates some of us folks if we know who she is. Crazy people. But Trump is a very wise man, but I will say this. He used poor judgment in selecting these people to be his spiritual advisors. Now that we have dealt with that, we have another issue to deal with when it comes to those who teach falsely. And this comes from a man that I've looked at his teachings, and I've had a hard time following him. He's just all over the place. And this man is named Jesse Duplantis. A few years ago, when I was visiting my brother, I, out of all seriousness, I knew he was going to be within 10 miles of where my brother lived. And that was during the time that we're going to be there. And we're visiting his friend, which was probably about 5 blocks away from the church that he's going to be at. And I'm like, man, I want to go there. I want to see what this is all about. Thankfully, I didn't, because honestly, I probably would have been about very disappointed. But back in September of 2013, and again, he's got a big program as well. They all do. There's nothing small about these folks. And he goes on his program, and he says this about God. He said that God calls him. I'm not done, because you might laugh at this. He says God calls him out, and while he calls him out, he seeks counsel from Jesse Duplantis. And he'll go on and say, yeah, I talked to God, and God's talking to me, and God's saying, Jesse, I need your opinion on this. I need your thought on this, because I might be wrong. Who counsels us? God does. God doesn't need our counsel. So that's what he goes on, and he makes these false statements. First of all, God doesn't take counsel. He gives it. And you can find that in many verses in his word. Just to give you a few, Judges chapter 20, verse number 7. Judges chapter 20, verse number 23. And 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 37. Those are just three verses that will give you examples of where God gives counsel. What Jesse is saying in this is this. He is saying that he himself is a God. That's a majority of what they all believe, is that they are all gods. But I don't think Jesse, in his correct readings, had ever come across Exodus chapter 20, verse number 3. Let's turn there. Let's read this. And I know that we can quote this, but let's turn this there and we'll see with our own eyes. Verse number 3, it says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So if they're all claiming that they're gods, what are they saying? They're saying that they're better than him. The Bible said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Mr. Jesse has put himself before God and the church. And with this being said, he has created his church This is important for us to understand. He has created his church not to follow God, but to follow Jesse. That's what he's done. And he'll go on these crazy rampages of trying to raise money. Back when COVID happened, back in 2019, at the end of 2019, whatever that happened, he thought it was important enough that not only did he need one jet, but he needed another jet. And he would raise money for those things and begin to go on. And they would give him those things. So he would he would live a pretty lavish life. Two jets, living in a 35,000 square foot home. Who would like to have a 35,000 square foot home? You know, some folks are setting up their kingdom here in this earth. And that's what Jesse's doing. Along with these other false teachers, that's exactly what they're doing. They're setting their kingdom up here upon earth. Think about what you can do with a 35,000 square foot home. Sell it. Is that your sell it? Yeah, you can sell it. But think about that. If they're so concerned with poverty, the people that don't have nothing, correctly, sell it. Give to the less fortunate. And that's just a little bit. And I told you I'm not going to get into what they have and what they acquired here a few weeks ago. I'm just trying to expose what they're teaching. Folks, there is a great need for preachers today to teach and preach the truth of God's word. Being under correct doctrine should be desired by God's people. You know, I'm going to say this before I go on. You can be taught all the proper doctrine that you can be taught, but if you don't apply it to your life, it doesn't do you a bit of good. So if you're going to be taught it, you want to let it be beneficial to your life, then practice it, live it. Or otherwise, it's worthless. Just being flat out honest with you. So being under correct doctrine should be desired by God's people. You should desire that every time you hear the word of God being preached. And again, I'm going to say this. I'm not against these people personally. I'm against what they're teaching. I'm against with them trying to get $1,000 out of a widow so she can have a bottle of holy water that they got from the fountain and so that they can benefit from it financially, and meanwhile, she's putting herself further into poverty, not caring about her well-being. I do have a problem with that. I heard a preacher say a few weeks ago, he says, you're darn right I'm going to yell and get excited as I'm preaching about this. Because I'm offended with false teachers coming in, and I'm going to do everything I can to protect my flock. I totally agree with him 100%. So I'm not against them personally. I'm against what they're teaching. I'm against with them trying to draw people away from the truth of God's word. And by the way, this is part of Satan's plan. He doesn't want you and I to have a relationship with God. And you can go into a lot of these places, and I'm not going to say that everyone's like this, but probably a majority of them don't have a relationship with God. And there are some that probably do, but probably a great majority don't. I have another problem with what Jesse is saying. Has he saying that God seeks his counsel? Here's what I have a problem with. He is saying that God is a failure. God's looking back on what he has said and what he's done, and he's regretting these things, and he's wanting Jesse's opinion. That's exactly what he is saying when he's saying God's seeking him for advice. That's sad. Very sad. December 21st of 2012. A lot of people are very familiar with Rick Warren and wrote a book out there, The Purpose-Driven Life. Made a lot of money off of that. How much money? I don't know. I don't care. Because what I've learned in life, you can't take it with you It's just money. So he goes on the Sean Hannity show. By the way, Sean Hannity is one of the biggest Catholics out there. And he brought this guy on here. And he's talking about going to heaven. And he's talking about going to hell. His quote goes like this. He says this. You have to do the impossible to go to hell. What he is saying is it's almost impossible for people to go to hell. No, it's clear. It's cut and clear, folks. You either accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you don't accept him, you go to hell. If you accept him, you go to heaven. It's very possible for people to go to hell by not accepting Jesus Christ as their Savior. So, church, we have a choice tonight on where we will spend eternity. And God has given us a free will to either accept him or to reject him. If you reject God, you'll go to hell. It's not impossible, but it's very possible. If you reject him, you'll go to hell. And so, church, tonight we have to use spiritual discernment when it comes to those who teach falsely. They know exactly what to say to draw you in. They will use scripture just like Satan did to manipulate you. Go back to Genesis and you'll see where Satan tried to manipulate Adam and Eve. As he used the words of the word of God and began to twist it and turn it around. And so they do this to deceive you to get what they want from you. And church, I've just touched on a few things to open our eyes to this heresy that is out there. And it's done to protect you, to save you from being devoured by a wolf. And I hope that you take it with a great heart tonight. These false teachers that have been mentioned here, their ministries are not based upon faith. They're all based off of works. One thing that I've never heard of taking place is this, and that is salvation messages. It's sad. I think every time you have an opportunity to give God's word, there ought to be some sort or some form of a salvation message there. And they don't even give these things. And that's sad. They do this for this reason. They believe, as I've mentioned for the last few moments, that they are gods. And I've just mentioned a few names. I'm going to give you a few names here, and I'm not going to dive into what they've been teaching, but I'm going to give you a few names to steer away from. And I'm saying this with all seriousness. There's a new guy that's on the scene that has been around for the last 10 years, and he's captivating an audience that is pretty big. And he's going after the young people. So I'm going to encourage you to stay away from a man named Stephen Furtick. He preaches flat-out heresy. The same things that I mentioned with everybody for the last 2 weeks, he is a part of it. He's a gifted speaker. But he also takes on the same beliefs as that of Osteen, Creflo Dollar, and Benny Hinn. I didn't mention this, but I'm going to mention this tonight. Benny Hinn has a nephew who has totally rejected what his uncle has been preaching for so many years. And I read a quote that he said about him. He goes, I pray that God gets a hold of his heart. His own nephew sees the truth. So what are they teaching? What are they preaching? That Jesus is just a man and that we are gods. That's what they're teaching. Here's a few more that I'm going to give you just a few names. Hillsong. They're out there. They're based out of Australia. Brian Houston is their founder. He started this church years ago. They have a lot of popular music that are out there. By the way, I'm just going to say this real briefly. A lot of their music that they have and that we listen to, majority of those folks are involved in witchcraft. Modern day witchcraft. I could give you a few songs, but I'm not going to. I encourage you to look those up. Word of faith teachers and new apostolic reformation teachers. I'm giving you these names for a reason. Because we're to mark them and to avoid them. Don't give them the time of day. Let me close with this statement and we'll be done. If these men and women are saved that teach falsely, I said this a little while ago, I pray that they turn their hearts to God. Second, if they're not saved, I pray that God will save their souls. And finally, I truly believe, that people can be saved anywhere, any given time. Do you mean someone can be saved out of Stephen Furtick's church? Yes. Do you mean someone can be saved out of Osteen's church? Yes. I believe that because the Holy Spirit can speak to anybody, anywhere. And I believe that with all my heart. No matter who's preaching it, the Holy Spirit does the convicting. So with that being said, pray that God will direct those who are saved to good churches, who preach the truth of God and His doctrine. The prosperity teachers of today, they are not after your heart and seeking to draw you closer to the Lord. They're after you for one thing, and that is this, and that's their financial gain. I'd probably be correct in saying this. They don't care where you spend eternity. Why do I say that? Because if they cared where you spend eternity, they would be preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why I say that. And so I would encourage you tonight, as we have taught this the last 3 weeks, that you would mark them and avoid them and then pray for them. Well, why pray for them? Because everybody needs Jesus Christ. And they have a mass following behind them. And I'm concerned with what's going on, to be honest with you. So I hope that this has been enlightening to you for the last couple weeks. It's opened up my eyes even more. And honestly, I can spend probably 2 or 3 weeks more going over this particular subject. But I believe that God is wanting me to end this tonight. And if He wants me to do it next Wednesday night, then so be it. But with that being said, let's have a word of prayer. Did anybody go out and grab a newsletter for a missionary? You have one? Well, I'm going to let Jeff come up here and read that. I just want to get back into that because our missionaries need our prayers.